getting fired up here. People are refreshing and checking back in, so let everybody get adjusted. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, a lot of things coming up. Busy, busy, busy from here on out, it looks like, till about the middle of March for at least us and a lot of you guys, too. I know a lot of people are getting geared up. I saw at the top of the chat room here somebody was asking about packing for the boondoggle, which that was pretty funny. Packing, I don't pack until 12 hours or less before any trip. This seems weird. Got to be in a frantic rush at all times. But anyway, don't have a lot to pack for a fishing trip, do you? Fishing equipment and two changes of clothes, right? That's your sleeping clothes and your fishing clothes. Other than that, you're good to go.
Yeah, funny guy.
Yeah. We got a lot to pack. We got myself, Chris, and Amara for this trip. Just jam it all in.
Somehow. Cool.
What's going on over there, Chris? How's everybody doing? Do you got any callers yet?
Yo.
Yo.
Steve Woody is with us.
Big Woody man Woody. What's up,
house.
Brother?
Woody is in the house. What's going on, Mark? How are you?
What's happening? Doing well, Woody. Doing real good. Well,
sit back,
pop a little PBR, Top. I know you got a couple handy. I got a couple things I want to run to until we get to you, okay?
I got a 16-ouncer waiting right here. Fits in my hand perfectly.
All right. Stretch it out. We got a little time to go here. So, very cool. All right, so what we got here? We got a great weekend last weekend. I got to give a lot of shout-outs. We went to the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater Fishing Expo. Had a booth there all 3 days. Got to do a couple seminars. Got to meet, greet, and hang out with a lot of great people. It was a really, really, really good show. You guys have been listening and tuning in for the past couple weeks. You know, we've had Kevin on here, the show promoter, to director of the whole event. He did a great job, I think. You know, it's a lot of work. Anybody out there who's ever put on a fishing show would know how busy and crazy it is. And basically, Kevin's done two first shows in 2 years. Because last year he was in Richmond, changed locations, came down here to Hampton. So, in theory, he kind of did another 2 years of doing a first for a show. So, I think it was a good event. We had a lot of fun there. I had some really good seminars as far as turnout and people asking questions, and it's always nice to, you know, look at when the audience starts asking you questions and keeps you on your toes, it makes the seminar go really well. I filled up every hour, and Chris always says I can run my mouth when it comes to fishing, so I guess I did a good job there. So, you know, it was a good show. But one of the things I wanted to talk about from this past weekend is the two local kayak fishing clubs, PKA and the Pirates of Windhaven, joined forces and tagged in the booth with Heroes on the Water, Tidewater. They got together, put a bunch of raffle items out, and long story short, they raised over $2,000 in a 3-day fishing event for Heroes on the Water. I think that is incredible. Incredible to everybody who came in the building to see the support. It's kind of easy to see here in Hampton Roads with it being a military town why people would be so supportive, but I think people are supportive all over our country for our men and women of the armed forces. But I was pretty surprised when they gave those numbers out that they raised over $2,000 for a short little weekend at a fishing event. So congratulations to all of you, and thank you for your hard work this weekend. That was a long weekend for everybody up there. Tom having to man the booth, plus make sure he had all of his schedule door watch going on. But very cool. So hats off to TKA, TOL, and Tidewater Hal for your hard work. You know that money's going to a great place. So I just wanted to make sure to give a shout out to all those. Plus, anybody locally knows it was pretty nice to see TOL and TKA all sitting in the same booth for once. So
that was very, very cool. Although I do have to point out, TOL was on one side and TKA on the other.
Well, we still had to keep some boundaries. You never know when something crazy might happen. But, yeah, it was very cool. Even somebody mentioned at the show, they said, hey, maybe it's time to have one big club. They could join forces. I don't know if that had happened.
TKA of POL? That's
yeah, DK and POL just combining and calling it something new. But
that would be funny.
That would be funny. But then again, that's what keeps it original. So it's really nice. But anyway, so it was cool. Like I said, we had a great weekend. Got to run into a lot of good people. Ryan White from Hatteras Jack Rods. Got to spend a lot of time with them looking at their custom-made rods down there in North Carolina. Just all around, good show. Very good. Bad thing was they had our booth right across from the roasted almond and chocolate-covered nuts booth. So I tried to behave, but I had a few snacks while I was there. So not as bad as Kayak Kevin being stuck right in front of the shorty breading guy, I guess. But anyway, it was cool. A lot of fun. So if you guys didn't make it out, I'm sorry for you. If you didn't make it out, hopefully you stopped by the booth and said hi. I got to see you. And that was it. Good times. Really good. So anyway, what's coming up?
Boondoggle. I guess I need to push a button. Oh, hang on. Let me go find it. There it is.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
All right. Woody, are you going streaking at the boondoggle?
Am I going streaking? I'm too slow to streak, man.
You can slow streak.
I can. Yeah. No streaking for me. But I think Kim's... Actually, Kim's coming down, so you guys, everybody will get to meet Kim. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Looking good. So, unless you've been living under a rock for the last X amount of months, or you haven't been on the Facebook or any of the social media sites, probably should have already known what the heck a boondoggle is. But just real quick for anybody who doesn't, who's tuning in tonight, February 14th to the 18th, Cars Park, Merritt Island in Florida is going to host the President's Day weekend boondoggle. And the boondoggle is nothing more than a reason for all of us kayakers to get together and come fish. This event pretty cool is that they've opened up Cars Park. I'm not sure on the camping ground situation. Last I heard it was getting pretty full. There's still plenty of places to stay out in town. But, anyway, there's no real entry fee, there's no cost, and you just show up and go fishing. But like I said, the cool part is we're going to be in the no-motor zone at Cars Park, so basically it'll be a lot of plastic floating around, and it'll be a great time. We have a entourage from Virginia Beach area and the Tidewater region, I guess even further than that. We got some Richmond guys coming down, but we got a whole gang traveling down from here to attend the event. Been talking to a lot of people. Heck, I found out some people this past weekend at the show that were going I didn't even know. So there's a lot more than I even...
Yeah, our fishing chef is going, too.
Yeah, fishing chef who's in the chat room, he's going. So we got a lot of people going, so it's going to be really cool. I believe the number was, the last I looked, it was over 204 or 205. Hopefully all 204 or 205.
Honey, I'm going to bubble up real quick. I'll be right back.
All right, bubble out. So, yeah, Woody, you're coming down. You're coming down now. You just informed us with Tim, so that's going to be cool. And Native and yourself have donated a redfish for the raffle.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we appreciate that.
That's going to be an interesting way to get a boat. We're going to actually, you got to have a raffle ticket. But the raffle ticket basically gets you into a mass rock, paper, scissors contest for the boat.
That's going to get fun. And you guys do this. You're pretty good at the regulating of that, I hope, because you get 200 crazy kayak fishermen together. I hope you got it all figured out how you're
going to. Well, it's kind of like going to college, like a major college. You know, you're not supposed to cheat, but you know, if I've got a raffle ticket and I'm in there playing, I'm going to check the guy before each side of me, make sure they're not cheating. So it's kind of self-regulating.
Oh, man, we might have to get some big boxing gloves or something.
Watch your neighbor. They might get your boat. There's another cool thing happening. I'm kind of letting the cat out of the bag here a little bit, but one of the things that we've set up at Native is we really couldn't go through how, but we wanted to. We basically are picking from chapters around the country three vets, and we're furnishing boats for us. That the requirement is that kayak fishing has really changed their life, and they are helping others change their lives through kayak fishing. And so the first recipient, and I'm going to keep my mouth shut here a little bit here, but the first recipient will receive their boat Friday night at the Boondoggle. So we'll probably do it right there at the I'm camping there with a Native rig, and you know, it's a pretty big deal. I mean, I kept hearing all this stuff that was going on with the vets and all the work all you guys are doing, and actually, the big Tommy is the one that I kind of talked to a lot about it, and because HOW is like a national thing and getting very big, they really couldn't allow this to go through HOW. So actually, Tommy set up a thing called the coffee can. So the first recipient will get their Native boat, and I'm really excited. We're really excited to be able to offer this to the vets, and really proud of it. So that's going to happen Friday night because we want to make sure he gets on the water Saturday.
There you go. So you got to get that thing wet and slimed up with some fish, right?
Yeah. Excited about it, man.
Very cool. So we'll finish up with the Boondoggles. Yeah, I see Chuck's in the room. Well, we'll go ahead and keep going with the Boondoggle thing. Chuck, if you want to call in real quick, we got to get to Woody too tonight, so we got a lot to talk about with him. If you want to give a shout and call in and give us a quick update, I'm sure that everybody will listen in for a few minutes. I'm trying to read the chat, no, I'm sorry, everyone. But, yeah, so the Boondoggle's coming up. It's going to be a great event. We got a lot of cool vendors coming in to show their wear. It's not going to be a sales thing, but they will be by. We got several kayak manufacturers. Several kayak manufacturers donated some boats besides for Native. We have Tackle Galore, just a whole bunch of stuff that's going to be given out. So it's going to be really cool. One thing I mentioned last week, and I want to make sure that I mention it again, is for everybody to make sure if you are coming from out of state to get your Florida fishing license, and you will also need to get your Merritt Island Pass. You can get both of those at the My FWC website. The pass for Merritt Island is free, I'm told, but you do need to get your out-of-state fishing license. So might as well go ahead. Looks like Chris and I might as well just go ahead and bite the bullet and buy the year one because we're going right back down.
We are.
Right after the Boondoggle, we're going right back down to Florida. You do the math on a 10-day.
You didn't know that, Chris?
Yeah, I knew we needed a fishing license, but, you know.
Well, yeah, 2 10-day ones is better than paying for, you know, it's better to pay for a year than it is for 2 10-day licenses.
How much is the year for out of state?
I'm not sure because I live in Delaware, so.
Well, I'm sure it's still cheaper than the fine, so not. I've been giving the state of Florida enough of our Virginia money. I don't need to give them any more by getting fined, that's for sure.
Yeah, for anybody out of state, so you can just go to myfwc.com, and you can actually buy them right online there and print them out on your printer.
Yeah. Printer. Don't even bring that word up in our house, please.
Yeah, we don't have a printer anymore.
They're all over the backyard.
Well, I'll leave that one alone then.
Very
good
cool.
Call.
Cool. Gator Dave joining us tonight. Thank you for calling in, Dave. We'll get to you and Woody here in a second. I guess Chuck's not. Is Chuck ringing in or not? I'm giving him his minute.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Chuck is with us.
Oh, but no, Chuck's there on.
He knew which button to push, but he did it.
Chuck, talk welcome to Goose.
I'm starting with
all that background noise.
No, that would be me. I walked out into the middle of my cat club music, so I'm back in the office.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
That
nice and quiet.
See that? See that? You mute me thinking it's me.
Hey.
Now she's just showing her power.
I was going to say it's our show. I mute whoever I want to mute.
Watch it. I can easily be muted, too. What's going on, Chuck? Are you ready? Are you in panic mode yet? Everything flowing? Are you prepared for the?
Yeah. As prepared as I think I'm going to be. Yeah, I'm about as prepared as I think I can be. I've got a few last minute things to do tomorrow and the next day. I'm going to run around like a chicken with my head cut off and pick up some last minute donated items and whatnot. And I got a meeting tomorrow afternoon with the folks from Sonny's Barbecue to kind of finalize that. And yeah, everything's good, man.
Very cool. So besides for the Boondoggle, you two are going to be going to the Adventure World Fishing Championship 2 weeks following, correct?
Yes, sir. I will be there.
Very cool. And your partner is?
Jose Vidal, also known as Pepe.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, Chuck. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It should be one heck of an event for sure. If nothing else, it's just going to be a really good time down there. And having an opportunity to fish that neck of the woods again as we did last February. If it's anything like it was last February, it's going to be pretty epic.
Nice.
Have you looked at the 10-day?
What's that?
Have you looked at the 10-day weather forecast?
For that event?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't look that far ahead.
Boondoggle.
Florida. Oh, that? Yeah, I don't look at that either. I know we're supposed to get some wind, I think, but at least they say that. I mean, I've learned living down here almost my entire life that every 5 minutes and the weather will change. So, I think last time I looked at it, it'll be east. I think Saturday.
Alright, Harper, we're going to mute you. Who's going with Harper?
Dude, I'm going with Chuck. Chuck's partying.
No, that ain't me, man. It's quiet in the Levi household tonight, man.
It was Harper.
Yeah, Dave. But, I think last time I looked, it was supposed to be like 10 to 20 out of the east or something like that, but I never worry about weather forecasts until a few days prior, and even then I don't really mind.
And the beautiful thing nothing about we can do about it now, but go and have a good time, right? Weather's going to happen, and we're happening there, so that's what it is.
Hey, that's exactly the idea of the Boondoggle in the first place, man. I mean, when we got up there to your neck of the woods, I don't think anybody expected it to drop down into the high 30s, low 40s that one morning, and you know we just sucked it up, went out there in the rain and still caught fish, so you know, you just got to do what you got to do. But the beautiful thing about this area, the beautiful thing about this area is if everyone doesn't get stuck in their mindset of just wanting to fish the no-motor zone, if the wind should blow out of the east, no-motor zone is going to be pretty hard to fish. But we do have the Thousand Islands in Cocoa Beach, which is literally made up of almost like it's like a miniature Everglades or miniature 10,000 Islands area down there in Chokoloskee, Everglades City. So there's definitely places to find shelter from the wind. So, but, you know, first and foremost, we're going to have a great time. I'm just really looking forward to this event, and, you know, we'll see how it turns out.
Very cool. All right, we got one other caller on the line, Woody, and then we're going to get to you. And if anybody else would like to call in, if anybody has any questions, Chuck, you going to stick around?
Yeah, I'll be around.
All right, so if anybody has any questions for Chuck on the upcoming event and or Woody once we get to him, you can call in at area code 714-816-4727. So we have Andy Bukowski on the line. Andy is the vice president of PKA. And what's going on, Andy?
How you doing, Mark? Actually, I got a couple questions. I have one question. We'll start with my question first. I just want to ask Chuck if he's ready for the Wicked Pizza Crew to come down from Virginia and show the Florida people how to catch fish at the Boondoggle.
Wow. If you're throwing down a challenge to the Florida guys to fish against you Virginia Beach boys that aren't accustomed to fishing in 6 inches of water, yeah, I'll take that challenge on. No, man, I'm excited, man. It's going to be
wow.
It's going to be cool to see you guys come down here and out of your element, so to speak, and try and find fish in what is adverse conditions to what you're used to. So, no,
What's the water temperature down there?
Right now is probably in the mid-60s.
And you guys are wearing waders. That's funny.
Who's wearing waders?
I've seen pictures of everyone wearing waders down there.
Oh, well, I only wear waders when it's like 35 degrees outside in the morning, and then I take my waders off. But, real men don't wear waders. Real men just get after it. So, you know, it's
real
it's
men
cool.
Don't wear anything out there in the water.
When this much trash talk starts 2 weeks before and the person's starting it, you better watch your boat, buddy, because I got a little drill. We'll just start filling your boat up with water right now. Hey, Chuck, we'll see if you'll be wearing waders then, right?
Hey, Woody, to add insult to injury, Andy is not paddling a native boat.
I'm actually in the market for a native product this summer, so.
You are?
Yeah, I'm looking at the
Fulcan A over there, 19 inches. Let's go.
19 inches.
Wow.
No, but listen in all seriousness.
You're going to have to edit our show for the first time ever. Ever.
Yeah, we're good.
And it wasn't even me.
Sorry, that's a cuss word in my family.
Yeah, in all seriousness, though, I'm definitely looking forward to all you guys from Virginia coming down here. I think last time Mark was here, he described our local area well when he called it an aquarium. So I can't guarantee that everyone's going to catch fish, but I can guarantee that you'll probably see more fish down here than you've ever laid eyes on in your entire life. So
look forward to it.
Hey,
it'll
man,
be fun.
Chuck.
It'll be a fun little quick trip down there. And it'll be nice to get away from a little cold weather up here we've been having.
I guarantee this is going to be a fun. I mean, Chuck's been working on this heavily since the last Boondoggle. I saw Chuck before Christmas down in Florida, and he was well ahead of the game. I look forward to seeing everybody. And, Chuck, I know that there's a lot of work, but I'll be the first to say good job because I know you got this thing wired.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Oh, by the way, kudos on your new boat there, the Slayer. Don't tell Jackson I said it, but I was highly impressed with the boat.
Thanks, man. I mean, it's going well, and hey, can't wait to see you. Can't wait to see everybody down at the Boondoggle. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Mark, can I plug one more thing, man? What about here?
If you're not going to start a riot.
No, yeah, I'll try not to. No. I just want to, for all the 757, a couple 804 people, everyone up in Virginia Beach area. February 23rd, we're going to be doing a TKA meeting at Wild River Outfitters at 6 o'clock. So if you guys plan on going, keep an eye on the TKA Facebook page. We're going to have a couple announcements of who's going to be talking there and what's going to be going on. And hopefully we see everyone out there.
When?
Very cool.
February 23rd, 6 o'clock at Wild River Outfitters.
Very cool. All right. Well, remind us of that again. We'll put it on the next show, too. So we'll make sure.
Will do.
Very cool.
Cool.
All right. All right. Thanks for following me.
Yep.
All right. Stick it out.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you, bro. All right. Well, we got that underway. We got our trash talking out of the way. We got our 19-inch speckled trout taken care of. What else am I missing here? That's it. Now we'll get to the other topic at hand tonight. So. A couple weeks ago, I guess a month ago now, we had Woody and John on the show. Tonight we're just graced with Woody's presence, but we're going to talk about the upcoming Adventure World Fishing Championships that are going to be held, at least it's less than a month away now, isn't it, Woody? We're getting close to that one, too.
Yeah.
March 1st to the 2nd.
Yeah, it's getting close.
things are pretty hammered out. We've got 23 teams, which is 46 people. Really proud of that. And to be honest, it's really cool. I mean, they're from, you know, the majority of the teams are pulling out of Florida, but we've got North Carolina, Virginia, Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana, Minnesota. So we got it's really cool where all the teams are coming from. It's going to be exciting. It's definitely different. Obviously, it's nothing like this has happened. When we put it together and went to the park service down in Everglades City, they got excited. And they were just like, never seen a, you know, there's a lot of stuff goes on down to Everglades, but they never heard of anything like this. And so, you know, our goal is to make it fun and challenging at the same time. And certainly we're going to try to do both.
Very cool. You said Minnesota? Did I hear you say Minnesota?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
And we got one from New Jersey.
Got a Jersey team,
right? Yeah. So for the 23 teams, they're coming from all over. Majority are from Florida, all over Florida actually, and it's going to be great. Let's see how everyone does. I think the major question that we get, I think the biggest thing on people's mind is the navigation. So, you know, that's definitely a part of it. Part of it is strategy, like which for those of you who haven't heard of it, basically we're doing a fishing tournament and kind of combining fishing tournament and, unlike most fishing tournaments where you leave a place or you come back or you spread out throughout a town or an area and fish your area and come back, this one's everyone starts at the same time. There are five checkpoints that you've got to go to. You've got to go to three to qualify. And so choosing which checkpoint to go to first, looking at the map, navigating to that place, going from that one to the next checkpoint. And, you know, so there's this really cool strategy. It's definitely going to be some effort involved. And, you know, I spoke with Raycroft the other day, and Nathan Raycroft, and he's been training. So he did a 9-mile fishing loop the other day, and he was pretty tuckered out, but he was
excited. You know what? Hey, whoa, Woody. You can tell Raycroft there just to keep it up, because last weekend, the Double L's, 2 weekends ago, we ran a 5K donut marathon. So Nathan and his little Sally 9 model paddle ain't got nothing on us. All right, we ran a 5K and ate a dozen donuts. So that's not on you.
Now, that's the way I like
we
to hear
are
you
training.
Train, buddy.
We are training and washed it down with coffee. So go on, Nathan. Put it back.
If there's any questions, you know, anybody has, hopefully I can answer them. John was really wanting to be here on this tonight, but he had scheduled a whitewater seminar down in Atlanta, Georgia tonight. So he just texted me, and he's got about 100 people down there listening to him spew about something.
Oh, come on. It can't be all that bad.
Very no, cool. John does an incredible. I mean, for those of you who don't know John, he is a world class athlete, and he runs cross country runs. He's one of the best expedition whitewater boaters on the planet, and has done a lot of crazy stuff. But we're really really excited about it. And if anybody's got any questions, fire them away.
Hey, Woody, is John coming with you to both events?
Yes, he is. He's coming down to the Boondoggle. We actually are going to meet Friday to try to figure out how we're going to get all the equipment and everything we need at both places. I'm pretty loaded up, but we'll get him in there.
All right. Well, I'll start the questions, and hopefully some people will chime in. So we didn't really go into detail. We did go into that it's going to be a lot of paddling, and it's going to be you're going to definitely have to have your A game on as far as that goes. But it's a team event. So you have to have a teammate, obviously, because it's a team event. And then there is rules to all of that, meaning you want to expand on some of that about the people.
Yeah, the main rule that we have, and obviously a lot of this stuff is going to be hard to, quote, enforce, but because we're in an area that you can get lost, you know, one of the rules is that you have got to stay within shouting slash sight distance with your partner. You also, at each checkpoint, both of you have to come to the checkpoints. And the way the checkpoints are working is you know, we've got tokens at each checkpoint, different color tokens. And so you go to a checkpoint and grab a token, each one of you will have a token. You fish the area, and you can fish out of sight. You don't have to fish in that area. But in order to be scored, you have to come back and turn that token in before going to the next checkpoint.
Wow.
Okay, so let me understand this correct. You're going to have to come and get the token, but you're going to have to return the token before you make it to the next checkpoint.
Yeah, so we're really trying to keep people from getting a token and fishing to the next checkpoint. You know, we're going to get that token back from you. And then you can decide which checkpoint you go to. It's a way for us to keep, honestly, two things. But the main thing is for us to be able to keep track of where the teams are. We didn't want to get a token and fish to the next checkpoint and show up and get a token and take your photo. So you're going to fish an area around the first checkpoint. Now, it doesn't have to be within sight of that checkpoint, but to be scored, you've got to turn that back in. If at the end of the day, we don't have your token back, then you're disqualified.
And I've been thrown out of the bars, but I've never been thrown out of a tournament.
Does that make sense, Chris?
Yeah.
It makes sense. I got it.
I just put a link up. It's the second time, but I put a link up and all those rules and everything that Woody's talking about.
Don't
if anybody.
Keep going and going. You have to come back.
Correct. And that, you know, that also leads into the strategy, too. You know, you're going to grab, it's 6:30 in the morning, we're going to give you a map. And you've got to navigate, you've got to decide as a team, your two-person team, where you're going to go first. Just by looking at the map and knowing what the tides are doing, looking at the map going, I think there's fish here. Your strategy is we've got to hit three checkpoints. How do we do it? So it doesn't matter where you go. Doesn't matter which checkpoint you go to, first, second, or third, but you've got to hit three of the checkpoints out of the five to qualify.
Very cool.
So
that'll
be fun.
Yes, I'm sorry to interrupt. Chip, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. I got a follow-up question, Woody.
Yep.
All right, so how many fish can you score on each token?
Three
fish per token.
Correct.
Okay,
so that would be six per team.
Yeah, now, you know, this is a total length thing. So, correct, per team, you're going to be able to score three fish.
Okay. So we get to the area of the first checkpoint or wherever, whichever one of the five we show up to first. We
mm-hmm.
fish the area, but we get the token before we start fishing, right?
Correct.
All right, then we can fish until we get three good ones that we'll score, right? And then we turn that token in and go find another checkpoint and do it all over again.
Correct.
Got to remember, man, I'm a Marine. I'm drawing pictures as we're talking, so...
That's fine, man.
So the people that are from down there are definitely at a distinct advantage. People that never fish that area is at a distinct disadvantage.
It's water, it's fish. You just go after them.
They might make the wrong decision. They might have swooped when they should have pooped, or vice versa. So,
I hear you. The one thing is, I've had this question before, is about, you know, you can go on the site and kind of find out exactly kind of the area that it is, but like pre-fishing, you're not going to know before we give the checkpoints out. No one's going to know. There's only two people, and that's me and John, know where the checkpoints are. No one else does.
Who knows? You and
John Grace. And he's the one putting the tournament really together.
Wow. It's going to be tough, isn't it, Woody?
It's going to be, I mean, it's, you know, it's I tell you, it's tough, and it's going to be tough enough, and this is pretty interesting to me. We haven't even done it yet, and we've already gotten a call from the producer of and I think this is flattering, but the producer of World's Deadliest Catch has already called us and is like, wow, this is really cool. And, you know, he thinks that this can continue all over the honestly, for him, because he's got a lot of money, evidently, but he thinks that this is cool enough that it's worthy of some TV time in the future. So if we can pull this off and make it work, this is a starting point of, we hope to be something that it kind of moves around the country, kind of like the boondoggle, you know.
Well, we'll try to have them a little closer together next time, so I don't have to drive all the way back to Georgia and all the way back down there.
I got the same thing. I've been looking at my schedule. This is on a different subject, but I've been looking at my schedule, starting with the boondoggle, and then the next 70 days, I'm going to be home 20.
Kim's not too happy about it, dude.
I should have joined. Yeah, exactly.
Very cool.
We got four KFR teams going to be down there, so y'all look out.
I have a question, Woody.
Yeah.
Because you can have a ton of people that are listening to this. Give me one reason. Why would you want to enter this?
Because it's never been done. This is a fishing tournament that has never been done. The combination of strategy, fishing, strategy, navigation, and guts, you know, and in an area that is pretty damn wild, guys. I mean, you know, we're talking, and I know you guys, particularly you Florida people, I live up in the mountains of North Carolina, I know we've got bears, but ginormous snakes and alligators, it's going to be a tough one. And I think, you know, it's kind of survival-style kayak fishing tournament. I mean, there's never been a motorboat tournament like this. You know, no one's ever done checkpoints and navigation and strategy about where to go next and looking at the map, looking at the tides. There's a lot that's going to go into it besides unloading your boat and fishing a 2 mile area and coming back and going, look what I caught. I mean, there's just a lot to it. It's going to be challenging.
If I see Bear Grylls out there, I'm turning around and going back.
It sounds like you better worry about that Marine from Georgia.
I'm a fellow Marine too, so we're just going to be two knuckleheads paddling around in circles down there. That's all. Very cool. Anybody else have any questions? You got Woody's ear right now, so you better ask him, because I know it's going to be at the captain's meeting. Everybody's going to be like, what, huh, what, huh? Now's the time. You get it straight. You won't have. How many people have signed up already, Woody? Where are we at on this?
So there are 23 teams, 46 people.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Plenty of room left.
Yeah, there's plenty of room left. You know, to be honest with you, John and I are like, you know, you can sign up until the day before, and who knows who'll jump on it at the latter ends of the registration. But, you know, I'm extremely happy that there's 23 teams. That is just amazing to me.
Yeah, it is. And you're right about that. I've known that for how many years now. I've been involved with the TK tournament. A lot of people wait to the last minute for weather and all different things just to see what's going on. And with the room that there is involved with the tournament, there's time for them to wait like that. So until it starts getting close, if you have a cap on a tournament, a lot of people will wait, and I'm sure that's what some of that is too. So.
Yeah. And just for people to know, navigation-wise, GPSs are legal. I know a lot of people have GPSs on their phone. I would, however, if you're using your phone GPS, use it sparingly as possible, because that's really your biggest rescue tool is your phone. I wouldn't guarantee that every section of that area has cell service. But from our scout, which we did by motorboat, when we scouted it out, we never, you know, at that day, we always had cell service. But, you know, again, like I see Chip Gibson's going solar charger for my phone GPS, super smart. The thing about this also is that each team, when they leave shore, you are on your own. There is no help. You know, you can't have somebody drop you out. You can't have a motorboat scouting for you. You are on your own, and your, quote, survival depends on your team. You're it. Now, if you get totally lost, we have a helicopter ready, and hopefully we won't have to call that one in.
Dang. Free
helicopter
ride, Chris. We can get a free helicopter ride, honey.
I'd like to see you both dangling at the end of a rope off a helicopter. That'd be awesome.
I do it.
Tangra's just swinging. Wow, very cool. All right. Well, it's definitely going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of butt time we're going to have traveling two trips to Florida. Not as bad as your time on the road, Woody, but it's going to be then all the kayak peak time. So we have scheduled, and
back.
I
think Dave Harper is back. We lost him for a minute, but I think he's back. Dave?
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, there he is. He's back.
Very cool. I have set it up, too, to just for everybody listening that wants to tune in. I was obviously put the show night up, but Rich Jones, everybody who knows and knows Rich Jones, runs a kayak guide service down in the Everglades. Rich has said he will be a guest on here, so I've planned on lining that up the week right after the boondoggle. So next Tuesday will be the week of the boondoggle, so I think you pretty much know what everybody's going to be getting ready for, but as soon as we get back, it'll be a good time. So any last-minute questions from the angler perspective, not taking anything away from you, Woody. I just want to make sure that we get one more fisherman out there.
Hey, yeah, you know, Rich has been a great help, you know, based out of the Everglades. He has a lot of knowledge, and he's been a great help from not just the fishing perspective, but you know, he helped us get all the lodging and everything lined up, and he himself has been working on a new business. You know, he just bought into a touring business, tour guide business, plus his fishing guide business. So he's been remodeling and working and helping, and you know, we run some questions by him occasionally.
The shack.
That's right. He's been the Yak Shack. He's
right.
Got it rolling down there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can get lucky next week, Mark, and you can ask him for some tips down there.
Yeah, well, we're going to have Rich on. I don't know when you lost and when we had you back and where the heck you've been, Harper. You're floating around out there. But
Sorry, man. I had that kayak club meeting tonight, and when I walked out into the middle of the crowd, everybody was loud, and I just had to disconnect because I don't want to blow you guys out.
You know better than to schedule a kayak club meeting on a double L night. Come on now. What do you think?
I'm sorry. It's the first Tuesday of the month. I didn't know you were going to be talking about the adventure fishing kayak tournament, and I didn't know Woody was going to be on at the same time. I didn't find out that out until yesterday.
Yes. So
well,
wait.
Oh, Woody's close.
Got to be ready to move. Got to be ready to move around here.
I am. I kicked everybody out. I'm here now.
Very cool.
How's it going, Woody?
Great, Gator. How's it going, man?
Oh, it's going great, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you in 2 weeks and then at the tournament in a couple weeks after that.
Heck yeah. I got to tell you, man, I'm excited about the tournament, but I'm equally excited about the Boondoggle. 2 weeks ago, I was in St. Louis doing a show, boat show up in Louisville, hung out with the Yak Angler crew, Adam and Mark, and had a blast, dude. They're stoked. I talked to Mark today, and he was like, man, I had no idea this Boondoggle was going to get as big as it is. So, Boondoggle and fishing tournament, come on.
Well, it's growing, and while you said that, I wanted to make sure tonight I got two more things in. I don't know how many people who are friends with Kayak Fishing Radio on Facebook, but if you're not, I don't know why the heck you aren't, so make sure you go over to Kayak Fishing Radio and give us a like. But Chip put up some interesting numbers last week and just talking about growing things like the Boondoggle, these tournaments, events that are going on. January of 2011, we had a total of, Kayak Fishing Radio Network had a total of 1,500 between live and archive listeners. January of 2012, we were at 3,253, and just for the month of January 2013, we had 10,259. So, if people don't think the sport, all this is growing, then just do the math on that one, and we owe that to everybody who's sitting here tonight and listening to us, or everybody who tunes into every night of the week. But it is definitely awesome and very, very, very glad to see that, and thank each and every one of you for tuning in every night of the week and listening.
And you got to love social media for getting the name out, you know? I mean, you get friends of friends of friends starting to listen now. It's a great thing out there.
Yeah, that's right. It's a big family. We were just talking about that. I know Chuck. Woody, you know, I spent some time this weekend with Chuck Morris from Confluence, and we were just talking about that same thing. It's a huge sport, but it's still a family. It's like we're all cousins when it comes into the industry. And
yeah.
Same thing with the kayak anglers. I mean, everybody's, you know, we're one big community.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting about the industry. You know, like Chuck Morris, I actually got him his job at Confluence. He and I have been whitewater kayak buddies for quite a while, and it is, you know, a lot of people think it's native against Wildy and all that, but it's nothing like that at all in this industry. You know, we spend, think about it, I'm going on the road 50 days out of the next 70, and I'm with those people from the other companies. We're all good friends, and we all hang out, and that's just the way this, I don't know if any other industries like it, but the kayaking and the kayak fishing industry is definitely, it is like a family. We know each other really well, and we help each other out, actually.
Yeah, that reminds me, when we were working on all this Slayer stuff, I don't know if you remember this or not, but Woody and I would talk back and forth about the Slayer as a boat was being developed, and one day I had an idea about something. I recall, anyway, I called Woody, and I'm trying to talk to him, and he's going, yep, mm-hmm. Woody's never short with words, so he kept going, yep, mm-hmm. I said, you're with somebody, aren't you? And he's like, yep, mm-hmm. So I said, all right, call me later. Then come to find out you were in the truck, you were going to lunch with three or four different, and I'm not going to, but yeah, anyway, you were with a bunch of different people from the industry, so that's why our conversation was one-sided.
Well, so this is pretty funny. Shane, one of my partners, he's head of design department. He went to Costa Rica to go surfing over Christmas holidays with his girlfriend. He stayed when the house he was staying in had him as a designer, guy that worked for Jackson was a designer, and Snowy, who's the designer at Wilderness Systems.
And so, you know, Snowy comes to our house and we hang out. We don't talk business. We don't let secrets out, but we're all, it's really, it really is a tight community. We know each other really well.
That's right.
It's just that we make better boats than everybody else.
I'll second that one.
Damn. Very cool. All right. Does anybody else have any other questions for Woody or any other of our callers? Chuck's still here. We got the whole gang here. You know, we got Chip. We got Vocal Tide folks.
Tyler's in the chat room.
What's up, Tyler? Tyler's in here, Woody.
Tyler Rich, what's up, brother?
He's not chatting back yet. Are you
bringing any demo boats to the boondoggle?
Yeah, I'm bringing as many as I can get on that trailer.
Versa board
will be there.
There you go, Andy. You got a Versa board coming that way. Someone in the room asked, any new boats coming out for Native?
I'm sorry?
Somebody wanted to know if there's any new boats coming out for Native.
Basically, you're introducing in this industry, your goal is to introduce new product or new whatever you're doing in August. And so you'll see some new stuff in August for sure. Yep. Absolutely.
Very cool.
Well,
I'm just going to tell Woody that
the little man and the wife are coming, and the wife said that she's going to bring a bunch of PBRs for you, so.
You guys know how I roll. That's great.
Well, she told me it's a fish fest for me and it's a drinking fest for her, so.
There you go. Well, Kim's excited to meet everybody. I've been talking about all you guys, so. Kim's real excited to meet everyone, and I'm excited that she's coming. It's rare that we get to do it, but when we do, we have a great time. And you know, this is what I think. I think that the boondoggle should take it one step further and have a cook-off on Saturday night, a grilling cook-off.
I think they have something on Sunday, that low-cut oil thing that they're doing on Sundays.
Yeah, Sunday would be the day to do it because traditionally Sunday has always been a potluck type of day. But there's going to be, I think Cars Park has 5 or 6 relatively large smokers that are available.
I guarantee you, Tom and I can win an eating contest. And I'm signing myself up as the judge if this ever happens. I want to be. You don't want me to cook, but I can judge it.
No, fishing chef, you're not included. That's
second
what right you do for a living,
oh,
so you're
right
exempt.
Second right?
Second right.
The fishing chef is saying, oh, yeah, he's in. He's excluded. You're excluded from any kind of competition.
Hey, if we don't do that, Kim suggested a sweater contest, but I know the Loziers are going to take that one.
Oh. Ouch. Well, we'll have to get new ones because we burned those.
Just since we are talking, just a friendly reminder about the cigar exchange. Anybody bring their favorite cigar to share with others?
So Double Dip says he's going to take me on the eating contest.
That's Dolan.
That's
really.
Jim Dolan.
Oh, is that Dolan?
Yeah. Oh, man, Tom, too, and Dolan, and you, well, yeah.
Dolan's saying have a cake-making contest. Oh, that's a no contest. We've got Debbie Vanderhaar.
I'm going to say cake.
So yeah, everybody, Sun Jammer said he can hold his own, too.
Wow.
When it comes to eating, I can hold my own.
There we go. All the fat boys, step up.
I'll be bringing my protein bars. I'm not eating a thing.
Hey, I'm not fat. I'm just short for my weight.
We're going to definitely have to do that on Sunday.
I think Russ from Louisiana is bringing a couple of croaker sacks full of crawfish. So maybe we have a crawfish eating contest.
Oh.
Dude, I've never had one.
I'm out.
Things.
I'm out. Ew.
What?
Oh,
you don't need no
bugs.
Oh, yeah, man, there ain't nothing better than a crawfish boil.
Yeah. Looks way too much like a crab. I ain't touching it.
Oh, they're great. I spent 9 months in Louisiana right after Katrina. And that was like once a week we went down and got a 5-pound bag of them.
I plead 100% boobies on that one. Yucky.
Hey, I do have one more question for Woody. It's just, am I the only one that's got a minor fishing in the tournament?
You,
as my partner.
You are.
Okay.
You are. And so
we've been training. We've been training.
Good. How old is he?
He's 14. He's been fishing 14. In a kayak since he was 8. So he won his first boat at 9. So.
Uh-oh. You guys might be the team to beat.
We're team number one on the competitor list. So.
I see that. That's awesome.
He's stoked, man. We've been training, and we're physically fit first. I don't know if we'll catch any damn fish, but we'll be able to paddle around the whole place.
That's awesome. Well, it's going to be exciting. I can't wait to meet everybody down there, the Boondoggle, but I'm certainly stoked on this tournament. And, you know, our goal is just to make it safe, fun, and let the chips fall where they may.
Chips fall. Chip, you
don't
have to bring your little helicopter either,
Chip. Hey, Chip, there was no pun intended there. That's
no,
not what I meant.
Did you hear me, Chip?
Dude, you got to mute Dave, man.
Parker?
Why, what'd that do?
You got a lot of background noise.
How was that?
Much
Chip,
better.
Did you hear me?
I don't think he heard you.
Chip, you're not allowed to bring that little helicopter iPad thing that you brought to Virginia Beach either to the Adventure Championship.
Do a flyby?
Yeah, no scouting with the little drone helicopter that you have down here at Virginia Beach.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just noticed that Arlie asked there in the chat room if there's going to be a tournament associated with the Boondoggle. And there's not a tournament per se. However, Captain Mike Ortego, who's there in the chat room, was kind enough to step up with his awesome company, Tackle Webs, and do a big fish bounty for the Boondoggle, the entire weekend of the Boondoggle. So whoever catches the largest fish from a kayak that is sporting a Tackle Webs bag on it will win a cash prize. So if you don't own a Tackle Webs, Mike will be there, I believe, Friday night. He'll have some available. The local stores, Kayaks by Bo, sells them, as well as Handler Fishing Supply, which also, by the way, if you're coming in on Thursday, Handler Fishing Supply has opened up his doors to us. He says, and I quote, "I'll have beers and finger foods. Come and check out the store." So,
what time is that?
That'll be late in the afternoon, probably more towards 5 o'clock maybe 5 or 6.
You better watch what he calls finger foods. Tom will eat everything in the house.
Yeah, I saw you put that up. I was going to mention. Very cool. Well, we all have to. I know on your show Monday night, I'm sure you're going to have a million things to cover. Everybody listening tonight, make sure you tune in Monday night to Chuck's show, and you'll be able to give all that information. And plus, I guess we can just Google the locations for, like, the handlers and the kayaks per boat, because obviously all of us coming in from out of town have no idea where any of that is. So that's why I was asking how far was handlers from cars, just to give an idea for relationship to drive.
Yeah, it's not very far. By the way, yeah, I saw what you said about if you don't own a Tackle Webs, what's wrong with you? Mike Ortego is doing some big things with Tackle Webs. He just signed on with Orca Coolers, so all of the Orca Coolers that will be available in the next couple of months coming out of the factory will have Tackle Webs bags attached to the back of them.
Oh, that's awesome.
For that. Yeah, very for cool. sure. And then you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe Native will step up and have Mike private label some sweet Tackle Webs bags for those nasty Slayers that you guys have now. I don't know.
They work great on the – Chris and I have ours, and they work great on the seats for both the – I have mine on the Mariner, and Chris has hers on her Tegris. The Tackle Webs are very nice. They fit perfect on the back of the first-class seating that Native offers. So, we're going to have to put Woody and Mike together that weekend.
Yeah, for sure, because I think that those things look kind of sexy with the Native logo on it.
Hey, Chuck, is he going to have some available there or no?
Yeah, Mike will have a handful of them available there at the Boondoggle. I believe it's Friday night. I know that I saw him in the chat room. Hopefully he'll pipe up and say that, yes, indeed, it'll be Friday, but either way, we'll have some available there.
That is funny. Tom Bunderheiden just suggested, how about an ugliest kayak contest?
Whatever kayak I was sitting in.
I don't think anybody would want to step up for that one.
The kayak or the paddler?
He just said ugliest kayak contest.
Right, not kayaker.
Chuck, Joe wants to know how much are they? I'm assuming he's asking about the Tackle Web.
I believe that they retail for $29.99, I believe. But I could be wrong.
And we'll put a link up.
And Chip wants to know what size for the Native seat.
I'm trying to pull it up for everybody.
Yeah, I have both sizes on my Jackson seat. I've got the longer bag on the back of the seat and the narrower bag underneath the seat, and I can't remember the dimensions, and Mike's going to be mad at me because he's one of my sponsors. But
they already put it up. There's a link up there now, and there's also Mike Ortego put up $29.99 manufacturer check the retail price. So for everybody listening in that's not in the chat room, www.tacklewebs.com. Simple enough right there. So,
clear your deck for battle.
That's right. Yeah, they're sweet. They work great. So looking forward to it. Coming on down. Woody, you got to get up with Mike on that one.
I'm surprised Melita hasn't chimed in to ask if it comes in pink.
She can get a Tickle Me Tackle personal monogram Tackle Web. Tickle your Tackle Web. Oh, man.
You better leave that one alone, Mark.
Yeah, that's how I said it. I just kind of realized I should have said it to myself before I said it out loud.
Yeah, see, she just asked, does it come in pink?
Sure, if the price was right, Mike would make them in any color, but...
Any more questions for our friends? Woody, Chuck, Chip, Dave, come on.
Yeah, you got everybody tonight. If you can't, you got to get your question in now. Doesn't happen too often. Well, if anybody, while you're thinking, I've been negligent here. I've missed the last 2 weeks with our buddy Phil Ruckert. So you guys think of your questions. And let me get into our fishing report from North Carolina provided by Get Outdoors and Phil Ruckert. Phil's also going to be – actually, Phil is Nathan's partner, is he not, Woody? Is it Phil and Nathan?
Yes, he is. Yes, correct.
Yeah, they're going to be at the Adventure World Fishing Championship. So – Bill says here he's got two things to share this week. This Saturday at Get Outdoors, I'll be giving a presentation on the recreational and fishing opportunities of the Haw River, located in central North Carolina. It's from 10:30 to noon, and cost is free. It's at Get Outdoors in Greensboro, North Carolina. And he also has here, also if you're traveling to North Carolina and need info on where to launch, we have a Google-based interactive launch map with over 370 locations at Kayak Fishing North Carolina. Anybody heading to the state of North Carolina anytime, you want to know where to launch your kayak, sounds like Phil's got you pretty well covered if you can handle 370 launches on your schedule. And last but not least, both freshwater and saltwater have been relatively slow. Freshwater has been the hardest with continued cold and dirty water. Good time for tackle maintenance and gearing up for spring. Good point, Phil. So thank you, as always, Phil, for
sharing your reports from North Carolina and everything going on at the Get Outdoors location in Greensboro. All right. You got any more questions? I got one more thing that I want to share, and somebody in the chat room made me aware of this. And for all of our local people, you'll know who I'm talking about. But we have a strong supporter here and also a local radio personality, Mr. Don Lancaster. Don's not doing very well with his health right now. Actually, he's going in for a procedure on Thursday. Everybody's just send out a little sour thought there for Don. And Don's been a long-time local radio personality, the Fishing Tidewater Show. Chris and I have been guests on that show a couple times already, and Don's a huge supporter of Heroes on the Water and the Wounded Warrior Project and everything that goes on around here in Hampton Roads. He was at the show this weekend one day. Good to see him out there. Like I said, is everybody good thoughts to Don's way? He's a great guy and does a lot for this fishing community here in Southeast Virginia. So be thinking of him on Thursday when he's going to the hospital. So anything else coming up there in the chat room, Chris, while I wasn't looking? Did I miss anything?
I'd like to remind everybody about Friday night and given the presentation of the HAL recipient of a new boat. And I also wanted to say a shout out to Ty. Bring some beer, brother.
Real quick. I'm not sure what night it's going to be, but my good friend Brad Ball from Inshore Powerboats and Central Florida Hummer and Reaper is going to donate 20 pizzas to the Boondoggle. So one of the nights or afternoons or something, if you go by his big camper, he'll have 20 pizzas for people to come by and grab a slice or two and shoot the crap with him. So appreciate that very much.
Is he bringing some of those vehicles with?
He is. He'll actually
Can we test drive those?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
My God. That's just another level of excitement for me.
Yeah. He'll have those boats available. I mean, those vehicles available for you to test drive. And then also too, I'm checking with him to see, but he may or may not have some of his boats out there just to kind of show off. I know it's a kayak event, but Brad's been a really good friend of mine for a number of years. He's a huge supporter of everything fishing in Central Florida, and when he heard about the Boondoggle, it was right up his alley. So he's going to have beers. Yeah, he said he's going to have beers, Crown Royal, and pizzas. So there you go.
Hey, and if you don't mind, I'd like to give a special shout-out to Chuck, because, Chuck, you have done an incredible job this year of lining up sponsors for this event, and we appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you did, Chuck.
Thanks.
Yeah, you did, Chuck.
Well, I've been saying that. I mean, I can't imagine
that. Hey, you know what? I know we're over our time, but I don't mind. We still got 23 holding strong. Chuck, real quick, and then we're going to let everybody go. Because I tried to explain this last week, and I know not everybody probably got it because I just bumbled through.
Oh, yeah,
so
the raffle thing.
Yeah, please, real quick, let's get the raffle. Let's see how the expensive stickers are going to be. Do that real quick. Give everybody the lowdown.
All right, cool. Yeah, very simple. We're going to have stickers lined up on a table. They'll be for different denominations of money, starting at a dollar. We'll have a dollar, $5, $10, $20, $50, and $100. And if you want to buy 100 raffle tickets, you're going to buy the $100 sticker. Now, the general raffle tickets will be a dollar apiece. The raffle tickets for the boats and for the cooler and for the trolling motor package will be $5 apiece. So don't worry about it.
Native.
No, the native will be $5 apiece as well.
Oh, you buy the raffle ticket, and then you get into the rock, paper, scissors with the raffle ticket?
Yeah, correct.
Right. I got you. Okay, cool. Keep going.
And the way that we're going to work this is similar to what you guys did up in Virginia Beach. The only difference is I think I have too much stuff to put buckets out for everything. So what we're going to do is the dollar raffle, the general raffle, we'll go ahead and put together prize packs. And I'll just draw numbers and have people handing out prizes, drawing numbers, handing out prizes, so we can get through it as quick as possible. The bigger prizes, the other two kayaks and the canoe and the cooler and the trolling motor will have buckets. So if you buy say $50 in tickets for those items, those will be you'll get 5 tickets. No, is that right? 50? No, that's not right. Whatever. Regardless, if you buy $5 tickets, a handful of $5 tickets, you can put them in whatever bucket you want to win whatever it is that your heart desires, except for the native boat, which you only need to purchase one ticket to get into the giant rock, paper, scissors thing that I'm not going to be in control of. That's Woody's deal. So
I got it under control, son.
I know you do, sir. I know you do, and that's why, you know, I think it's awesome. But, yeah, so if you want the Jackson Cruise 12, you put the $5 ticket in that bucket. If you want the Malibu Stealth 12, then you'll put it in that. If you want the American Eagle Canoe, you put it in that, so on and so forth. And then the normal prizes, the rods, the reels, the shirts, the swag, the fishing trips, and all that kind of thing will all go in the general raffle. And I was just given confirmation that I have an offshore fishing trip, a half-day offshore fishing trip aboard the Brassy Hooker, which is a great boat down here in Port Canaveral, that we're going to be giving away as well. So I've got a couple of offshore trips. I got a handful of kayak trips, and it's going to be good. It'll be fun.
So, hey, Chuck,
Here's
an idea. Just let it run by you. Because there's not a bucket to be in the raffle, and I don't want people to what if we, after purchasing the raffles, before anybody puts them in the ticket, I just want to make sure people have purchased a raffle ticket for something. If you hold up a raffle ticket, you're in the game.
Sweet.
You understand what I mean? There's not going to be a bucket to put it in, and you're in the game. I just want to make sure people are buying raffle tickets from you.
Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate that.
All right, boys. I'm out.
Thanks,
all right,
Woody.
Thank you for your time.
To you. Yep. Hey,
see
Chuck.
See you in a week and a half.
Yep. See you later, Chuck.
Great job,
Gator. Everybody,
see you
down there, and take care, Mark. We'll see you guys at the Boondoggle.
All right.
Have a good one,
Woody.
All right, man. Later.
All right. There we go. That was a 45-minute run on everything,
Tom,
huh?
Wonder, I already said he'll have a trailer with it to get his winning boat. He'll just knock someone else's boat off.
Uh-oh. Now, you'll be all right if you don't win the Malibu. You won't have room for another Malibu on the trailer. You get the redfish on there, Tom. Don't worry.
I'm bringing a 6-place trailer with me, Mark, so I got room for plenty of boats.
We got a big trailer coming down, too. Well, yeah, that's fine, Dave. You can take our winning boats to your house, and then we'll pick them up from you when we come to the adventure tournament in a couple weeks after.
Got plenty of room to store it for you.
Very cool. All right, everyone. I think we have definitely hit it all tonight. I really appreciate everybody who called in. Dave, Chuck, Andy, Woody, of course. Who else am I missing? Chip, thanks for being a part of the show. Every one of you listening, tuning in, whether you're here in the chat room, you got us on our apps now. Make sure if you don't know, I had a couple people over the weekend, didn't they know we had apps for Kayak Fishing Radio. So whether you have an Android or an Apple product, you can now get the app, so you can never, ever have a reason or an excuse to miss any one of our weekly shows. So we really appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in. Don't forget tomorrow night, Mid-Atlantic Edition, Thursday's Chip, and back around Monday, which I know will be the Boondoggle last-minute show, I'm sure. Chuck, is that not correct? You got anything else planned big on Monday night? Chuck, you still with us, Chuck? Chuck dropped.
Chuck is gone.
Oh. All right, well, I just told Chuck what he said on Monday night first show, so. Anyway, all right, everybody, go enjoy the rest of your Monday evening. Excuse me, Monday. Tuesday evening. Thank you for tuning in. And that's it. Chris, get us out of here.
Oh, okay.
Tight lines, everybody.
Thanks, Dave. Talk to you later.
Bye. I don't have anything witty to say tonight. I'm sorry, guys. Tight lines, no matter where you're fishing, safety, safety, safety. Remember, take your children fishing. They're our next generation angler. Good night, everybody.